Jesus, please take us from this grandstand world. It's time we got into the game.
Spinning from God's giant loom, threads flow through the world. Golden threads flow from the sun, green waving threads just curl. As ocean laps at sandy threads and shells a stitch in time. Once God's thread was woven there, and now we see the sign. Spinning from God's giant loom, spreading round and round. Forest floors have needle points woven on the ground. How our Father makes it so, how the threads do fly. The multicolored facets of this earth can make us cry. And how the threaded tears can fall, trace the silver threads. Down our cheeks onto the earth, God's joy fills our heads. The threads of light string through the night, God's fingers spin away. The buildings sparkle with moonlight, and moon threads light the bay. God, please mend, unravel, please, our broken threaded cries. Jesus has your pattern, God, through him loose ends are tied. Oh, Father, how we want to be in everything you do. Through your Son, please spin us into you. Spinning, spinning, God's great love, spinning, God's deep peace. Spinning, spinning, all his joy, God's works will never cease. Spinning, spinning, all our laughter, spinning all our tears. Spinning, spinning, ever after, spinning through the years. Spinning, spinning, God's great love, spinning God's deep peace. Spinning, spinning, all his joy, God's works will never cease. Spinning, spinning, all our laughter, spinning all our tears. Spinning, spinning, ever after, spinning through the years. Spinning, spinning, God's great love, spinning God's deep peace. Spinning, spinning, all his joy, God's works will never cease. Spinning, spinning, all our laughter, spinning all our tears. Spinning, spinning, ever after, spinning through the years. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Special thanks to Josh Woodward for his tune, The Mission. Found at joshwoodward.com. The key. The wrong key was in the lock. I strained at twisting the key, trying to get in the door, but it was futile. I tried putting in the right key, but I couldn't. It was physically impossible. It simply wouldn't fit into the lock because the old key was still in it. My goals could not be reached unless I could get through that door. I sat on the porch, head in hands, pondering. There's got to be a way, I reasoned. I felt a strong sense of frustration, anger, rage that things couldn't go the way I felt they should go. In the stillness, an idea crept into my mind. A simple idea. Too simple, I thought. But the idea persisted. Take the old key out, Nothing positive or new can happen unless you take the old key out. I felt like I was receiving a message from the Holy Spirit. I stood up, turned around, and walked over to the door. I took out the key that was lodged in the door. As I did, the weight of the old ways of doing things seemed lifted from my mind. I felt free, freer than I'd felt for a long time. The ancient ways of doing things seemed to scatter behind me like autumn leaves blowing off trees that had stood in my garden for centuries. Indeed, those ancient trees themselves, representing ages and ages of doing things only one way, came unearthed and toppled harmlessly to the ground. The Holy Spirit shivered through me. I reached into my pocket and I grasped the right key, hopefully, prayerfully, in my hand. Would it work? The key slid almost effortlessly into the lock, and as I turned it, I sensed all of God's love and joy and peace cascading down the deep inclines of my mind. I felt I was in the lead car, waving to the crowd as confetti was tossed from all the buildings we passed in a magnificent ticker tape parade. The new key to a new way of life slid into the lock because the old key was taken out. How much simpler could it be? I realized that unless I let go of all that I thought was true, nothing could happen. God simply could not write afresh on my heart. It occurred to me as I grasped the doorknob to go into my new life that God would not impose the truth on me. I needed to be willing to make way for it. I needed to let go of the old. The ecstasy I felt as I entered my new life could not be described. The pure joy and love and peace that embraced me upon my entrance has not waned. It is with me still. The inner thermostat. Emil and Martha had been married 35 years. Emil had a habit that irritated Martha. Martha would get cold easily. When she was cold, she liked to turn the heat on, to warm her house, to fire up her spirit, to bring a sense of satisfaction and comfort to her soul. Emil was frugal. Emil believed in keeping the home fires dimmed. He wanted to save some money. His tolerance to cold was high, but to his wife's need for more warmth, it was low. Martha would turn on the heat, leave the room for something, and upon returning, discover the heat mysteriously turned off or intolerably low. What was she to do? Besides shivering to her bones, she seethed and burned inside with anger. Martha wanted Jesus to help her see things differently. She wanted to see her husband differently. She knew that the relationship was not an accident, and she knew there was a lesson in forgiveness here. Suddenly, in Martha's heart, there came a desire to learn what that lesson was. One especially cold evening, Martha decided she couldn't deal with the problem anymore. She turned it over to Jesus. Within minutes, a peace filled her from head to toe, and with that peace came a warmth she hadn't felt for a long time. Now, no matter what the inside temperature is, she no longer feels cold. Whereas before, she used to have to turn up the thermostat at the slightest bit of cold outside, now she finds she is toasty warm with the heater off. This is a story of the potential that forgiveness has. Had Martha forced her will on Emil and made him leave that thermostat where she had set it, she would never have known the effect the healing power of forgiveness would have had on her own body's thermostat. This world supplies many chances to forgive. If I blow one away, I'll have plenty of other chances. I'll always be given the choice to physically manipulate the world, Satan's preference for us. He wants us to turn up the thermostat. Or allow the power of forgiveness to change me. The forgiveness Jesus taught us about and the forgiveness that Jesus provides us as we dwell in Him and He dwells in us offers everything we truly want. I heard this true story in a class several years ago in California. I do not remember the actual names of the participants. Little steps from day to day in the blessed gospel way. Little prayers we learn to say draw us near to Jesus. Stepping, stepping, on we go, drawing near to Jesus. Little pilgrims here below, looking unto Jesus. Little thoughts on airy wings, little songs of praise we sing, little words of deeds that spring, draw us near to Jesus. Stepping, stepping, on we go, drawing near to Jesus. Little pilgrims here below, looking unto Jesus. Little buds will make the flowers, little drops the cooling showers. So these little steps of ours draw us near to Jesus. Stepping, stepping, on we go, drawing near to Jesus. Little pilgrims here below, looking unto Jesus. Little steps from day to day in the blessed gospel way. Little prayers we learn to say draw us near to Jesus. Little thoughts on airy wing, little songs of praise we sing, little words to deeds that spring draw us near to Jesus. Draw us near to Jesus. Special thanks to Alexander Nakarada for his instrumental entitled number 391, Heartbeat.
Jesus, please take us from this grandstand world. It's time we got into the game. We're so tired of this grandstand world where feelings never seem to change. Sometimes this world seems so unjust. I think we'll find, I hope we'll find that through your mind, the sidelines aren't for us.